The presidents of Syria's two top allies met last week, and Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, took the opportunity to praise Russian President Vladimir Putin's new role on Syria. He expressed hope that Russian diplomacy will avert what he called a new war, an apparent reference to threatened U.S. airstrikes. And Iran may have good reason to welcome any easing of tensions on Syria, according to Iran watcher Mark Fitzpatrick at London's International Institute for Strategic Studies.
As much as Syria is a complicated problem for Western nations, it's immensely more complicated for Iran. I think that in many ways, Syria is becoming like Vietnam for Iran, a mess that they're stuck in and they can't get out of.
Exiled Iranian journalist Amir Tahiri calls that an exaggeration, but says Iran has invested significant resources in Syria for what he says are ideological reasons.
The problem is Iran's split personality. Iran as a revolution has an interest in Syria. Iran as a country doesn't have any interest in Syria. So Rouhani wants to make Iran a country again.
Western leaders hope President Rouhani will take a more constructive approach in talks on Iran's nuclear program, and the new head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency has said as much.
I have come here with the message of my newly elected president to further enhance and expand our ongoing cooperation with the agency, and with the aim to put an end to the so-called Iranian nuclear file.
Mark Fitzpatrick says President Rouhani may want to use a hoped-for Syria peace conference to improve relations with the West and to enhance his role in Iran's foreign policy.
The best case for Iran is probably if Iran can be invited to Geneva II, and that Rouhani's hand can be strengthened because he can talk to the United States about issues that matter to Iran, not just the nuclear issue that matters to the United States.
But Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, would need to back the plan, and Amir Tahiri does not expect that to happen.
Mr. Khamenei, who is the supreme guide, is very much committed to preventing President Assad from falling. But the real issue is who will reshape the Middle East, the United States and its allies, or Iran and its allies. For the time being, the side on which Iran finds has won.
Tahiri says that will make Ayatollah Khamenei less interested in compromise with the West and may cancel out any effort by President Rouhani to use the Syria issue to push a more moderate agenda. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.